You're listening to PetLifeRadio.com.
There's nothing like a shaggy dog, baby. They're shagadelic. And this is the place to find out how to achieve harmony in the household with your pets. Yeah, peace, harmony, pet power. Holy shih tzu, baby. You'll learn how to keep your pets from chewing your shoes or eating your cat. It's all about relationships, baby. You and your pet. Pet. So tune in, turn on, and get ready for the positively grooviest pet podcast on the planet. Ooh, that's a lot of peas, baby, isn't it?
What's this show called?
Oh, Behave!
No, really, what's this show called?
Oh, Behave! With your shagadelic host, Arden Moore. What's happening, Arden? Yeah, baby, yeah. Tell us.
Welcome to the Oh, Behave Show. I'm your host, Arden Moore. Today, we are doing the show from inside the Florence McClure Women's Correctional Center, and that's in Las Vegas, Nevada. This show is all about dogs, as you know, and cats, and there's a very special program here at the prison that deals with training dogs using the inmates and being able to have these dogs get to be adoptable and to be in good homes. We're very fortunate today to have Cheryl Foster, the warden, along with Mary Ellen Sachs and Rachel Vasco from the Heaven Can Wait Sanctuary, which works on the program, and Vicki Stevens, who is with Pets Best Insurance and the creator of the Skeeter Foundation. So welcome, everyone, to the Oh, Behave Show on Pet Life Radio.
Thank you.
There's no barks in the background. We're going to talk a little bit more about what this program is all about right after this message.
Would you like to go out? Well, actually, I was talking to your owner. I meant on a date, baby. Yeah, you and me. Oh, Behave! We'll be right back after these groovy, shagadelic messages. Oh, yeah.
That's it. You're madder than a junkyard dog, and you're not going to take it anymore. Your feathers are ruffled, your dander is up, and you've got a definite bone to pick. Join us each week on Pet Peeves, the show that lets you dig through the dirt and unleash your passion for pets. Your host, pet expert and award-winning author, Amy Shojai, will talk about what makes you howl and what hisses you off. Pet Peeves, every week on demand, only on PetLifeRadio.com.
Pets are part of the family, and when traveling with your dog, there's only one magazine to include when packing your doggie's duffel bag, and that's Fido Friendly, the travel and lifestyle magazine for you and your dog. Each bi-monthly issue includes hotel, city, and state reviews, and doggie destinations to explore with your furry companion. Fido Friendly magazine can be found at Borders, Barnes & Noble, PetSmart, Pet Boutiques, and Fido Friendly hotels nationwide. Or you can go online to subscribe at www.FidoFriendly.com. So get traveling with your pet today and leave no dog behind. And remember, Fido Friendly's the only magazine dedicated to the travel lifestyle of man's best friend and the one magazine your dog will thank you for.
Let's Talk Pets on PetLifeRadio.com.
We're switched back on, baby. Yeah, so let's talk pets with our smashing host, pet edutainer Arden Moore, and the groovy show that's cool, baby. Really shagadelic. Oh, Behave!
Welcome back to the Oh, Behave Show. I'm your host, Arden Moore. This is the first time I've ever been in prison. And I'm hoping that after the show, the warden will be kind to let me go home, too. But we are here for a very special purpose. You know, just like dogs have a second chance, people need a second chance. And there's a very unique program going on at the Florence McClure Women's Correctional Center. It's called Pups on Parole. And one of our special guests today is Cheryl Foster, who's not only a warden, but is a proud owner of a doggie, too. So, warden, can you please talk to us a little bit about how this program got to be at your correctional facility? Well, in actuality, the people from Heaven Can Wait probably give you a better history of how the program got started here, because I wasn't actually here when it started. But I can tell you that it certainly has very, very positive benefits for both the facility and for the inmates who are involved.
Okay. Rachel, you want to step up to the mic and talk to us a little bit about the Heaven Can Wait? People want to know, what is Heaven Can Wait Sanctuary? And Mary Ellen, jump in too, and Pups on Parole. So whatever.
Well, Heaven Can Wait, we're a nonprofit organization. And we started the Pups on Parole program about 4 years ago. And we saw it on television years ago with service dogs.
Okay.
And I said, well, you know what? This would be a good idea if we had girls to help these dogs find good homes, just basic obedience training. So, and that's how this whole thing started.
And how long ago did you say?
I think about four
it's
years ago.
It's almost 4 years.
Okay.
Years.
And we took a tour with the warden through the area. I can't remember what the fancy name is where all the dogs are in your facility.
It's called the dog pod.
We walked into there. I had no way, know what to expect. And I'm telling you, if you ever heard that song, Puppy Love, you would fall in love with what you saw in there. The inmates all have their own dogs. In fact, there's one dog, yes, we're in Vegas, folks, named Elvis, who can speak, and they're working on Elvis to maybe get a Vegas act sometime, you know. But there's also a dog in there named Mary. And you're thinking, oh, Mary, M-A-R-Y, that's cute, that's cute. No, 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 folks. The dog's name is Mary, M-E-R-R-I-E, because she actually had a litter of puppies on Christmas. So one of the inmates is caretaking Mary and her four adorable puppies that, I mean, that's pretty cool. I mean, did you ever expect in your wildest dream, Warden, that you were going to have a whole bunch of dogs you have to take care of?
No, actually, I've worked in a lot of different prisons, and this is the first one that I've been in that has a dog program, and there's huge, huge benefits to having this program.
Oh, yeah. I mean, what I like is that, you know, tell us a little bit about the benefits for the inmates to be able to have this responsibility of taking care of dogs and pups of all sizes.
Well, first of all, it's a benefit to them because they have something to be responsible for, something that gives them unconditional love,
mm-hmm.
which is something a lot of them have never had before.
Wow.
It also gives them an incentive to stay out of trouble and to go to school and to work and do the things that they're supposed to do so that they can stay in the program and continue to have a dog.
Yeah, in other words, you've got to be on your best doggy behavior to keep a dog here because you could lose that privilege, right?
Both the dogs and the inmates, yes.
Right, right.
Be on their best
you know,
behavior.
It was kind of amazing to be in that big room and see big dogs and little dogs. There were boxer mixes. There were little itty-bitty min-pins. There, you know, who's your mama, who's your daddy dog, mystery breeds. And you know what? I didn't hear one single out-of-line bark. I'm wondering, what's your secret?
It's the trainers. They train the inmates on how to make the dogs behave, and it's based upon the training, and they're very good at it. That's obvious.
Oh, yeah.
But even your point about all the different kinds of dogs that are there and everybody's getting along, that should teach us all a lesson.
You know, I think you're right, and that's why I like my show called Oh Behave, because my dogs and cats behave. I don't always behave, but I'm trying. Mary Ellen and Rachel from the Heaven Can Wait Sanctuary, tell us a little bit about how this starts. Let's say you have an inmate you think might be a good person to have a dog to be able to train. What are you looking for in that inmate, and how can you explain how that program works?
Mm-hmm. What we do is we interview Miss Randall, who works at the prison. She does the interviewing. They have to be 6 months write-up free.
The inmates or the dogs?
The inmates.
Oh, okay. The inmates are 6 months old?
No.
The dogs. No. I'm just pulling your collar. Don't worry.
That's all right. That's all right. 6 months write-up free. And then we also look into their background, what crimes they've committed.
Mm-hmm.
And then we bring them into the program. And then they have a handler who then, there's two girls per room.
Okay.
They have a handler, and they become a trainee. And the handler trains the trainee.
Mm-hmm.
That's how it starts.
So it's sort of like it's passing the training on. You've got
right.
the mentor with the newbie on the block, if you will.
Right,
okay,
right.
That's good, that's good. Because that way they can reinforce the lessons,
mm-hmm.
right?
That's right. And then they graduate.
Okay.
And then that trainee becomes a handler.
Okay. And how long does a training program normally take?
It depends.
Okay.
It depends on the individual.
The
probably
dog and the person,
right?
Right,
dog, exactly.
All right, because give me a couple examples of some whiz kid dogs that may have really surprised you on how fast they could train with their handler. Do you remember a couple of good stories?
Mary Ellen can tell you all the stories. She's got a better memory than I do.
Don't be shy. This microphone doesn't bite, I promise. What's a couple of stories you can share with us?
Well, we've had some that have come in and been totally incorrigible. We had one boxer that came in that was the most beautiful animal in the whole world. And I'll tell you something, the people that gave him to us signed the release form so fast and dropped him off so fast that the leash was still in the air because he was just such a wild little Indian. His name was Kirby. And I'll tell you, when Kirby came into this institution, he had everything upside down. He had the girls. He had gotten into everything.
He had nowhere to go but up. Come on. He's smart. He's like, I'm going to show you my bad side, but boy, I'm going to be cool at the end.
Well, I'll tell you the good news. He got adopted 3 weeks ago.
Oh, great.
And he is doing so wonderfully with the family that he's in, and he's actually behaving himself and remembering everything he learned. I'll tell you another one we brought
in. Wait a minute, but let's give a big pause out to Kirby here. Yeah, Kirby, you behave.
Yeah, Kirby.
Okay.
Another one that came in and is still here is our Leilani. Leilani we got from the Western Vet Conference people, the doctors there. And she has a very serious heart condition and it really cannot be repaired. They had her since she was a small puppy in a crate for 8 months, and she had lots of energy and she needed to get out of the crate. And the doctors said, please take her and at least let her live out her life. It could be 2 months, it could be 2 years, we don't know. Leilani came into the prison, and I tell you, the girls that have her, we keep a daily journal, and the journal was a great amusement for all of us because Leilani got into everything, ate everything.
Maybe Kirby was talking to Leilani, you don't know.
Leilani was here first. I think she gave him a few hints.
Yeah, gave a little note, a little doggy email passing on.
Leilani is now probably one of our ideal, well, maybe not ideal, but one of our really good graduates. And she just has such a gusto for life. We just took her to the Western Vet Conference that's been we've been attending this week. And she doesn't usually get to go out because she's not really going to be going out for adoption because of her heart condition. And she just enjoyed herself immensely. Everybody gave her treats. She showed all her tricks. She said bye-bye and laid down and spoke and added one and one and...
Hey, she got me for a few treats,
there
too, you
go.
Know. I'm known as a treat lady around town, and I don't know, Leilani came up to me and goes, I know you,
uh-huh.
And sniffed my pocket, and the next thing I know, she's working me. So
well,
that's a good dog.
Arden's the behavioral trainer, and Leilani even had her stumped on some things.
Oh, yeah. I learn every day from a dog, and that's okay. It's not a bad life, you know. I really appreciate what the program that you're doing. I know you're trying to grow and there's a lot of things, but one important thing is not only the dog training, but you're hoping that maybe some of these inmates, when they serve their time, can actually have some practical skills when they get out. And so, Warden Foster, can you tell a little bit about, if you could have a dream, what would something you'd like to do with this program and be able to help some of these inmates?
Well, Rachel and I have talked before about any type of vocational aspect of grooming dogs, or they've also talked about a veterinary aid program that mm-hmm. inmates can participate in here. I mean, obviously, we have the dogs here to practice on.
Right.
You know,
27 today. Yeah.
And so any kind of a program like that that can help them get a skill to be employed when they get out is always a good thing.
And that's just a perfect segue for us to take our first commercial break. You're listening to the Obehave Show on Pet Life Radio. I'm your host, Arden Moore. And when we come back, we're going to talk to a couple of people that might be able to help out this program called Pups on Parole and the Heaven Can Wait Sanctuary. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Would you like to go out? Well, actually, I was talking to your owner. I meant on a date, baby. Yeah, you and me. Oh, behave. We'll be right back after these groovy, shagadelic messages. Oh, yeah.
From Paris, New York, and around the globe, get ready for the hip, the trendy, the uber cool, where pets rule. If you've got a passion for pet fashion and a flair for animal wear, this is the ultimate place to take a peek at what's chic in the world of designer pet fashion and cool new pet products. On the Pet Set, our fashion diva, Queen Dog Lady. The Pet Set, every week on demand, only on PetLifeRadio.com.
Greetings, human. What planet am I on?
Welcome to Pet Planet. Here's a copy of Pet Planet Magazine, Florida's most informative and fun pet resource magazine. It features heartwarming stories and informative articles from local and national pet experts.
Excellent.
Pet Planet Magazine offers Operation Planet Rescue, helping rescued pets find new homes. And it's available at 500 locations in South and Central Florida and 24/7 on the internet at PetPlanetMagazine.com. If you're out and about with your pet, you may be featured in paparazzi, candid pictures of you and your pet. For up-to-date pet-friendly events, activities, and pet-related services and products, Pet Planet Magazine is your final destination.
I shall take this magazine home with me.
Back to your home planet?
No. To my condo in Boca.
Pet Planet Magazine. Check them out at www.petplanetmagazine.com or 352-394-8578. It's out of this world.
Let's Talk Pets on PetLifeRadio.com.
We're switched back on, baby. Yeah, so let's talk pets with our smashing host, pet edutainer Arden Moore, and the groovy show that's cool, baby. Really shagadelic. Oh, behave!
Welcome back to the Oh Behave Show. I'm your host, Arden Moore. You're listening to Pet Life Radio, and we're here inside the Florence McClure Women's Correctional Center, and I don't know if you're going to let me out, aren't you, Warden?
Absolutely.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Cause I'm full. I don't have any.
Good. I have two dogs at home that are like, please let her out. We have been talking with the Warden, Cheryl Foster, as well as two people from the Heaven Can Wait Sanctuary. They are Mary Ellen Sachs and Rachel Vasco. But we got a new one we're going to add to this lineup. She is Vicki Stevens. She is one of the co-founders for Pets Best Insurance and a very near and dear program to my heart because my dog's one of your members, the Skeeter Foundation, which is a dog therapy program. And they are also joining us here in prison. You're not here for life or anything, are you, Vicki?
No, you're going to take me with you when you leave, Arden.
Okay, good. I appreciate that. What we're here is because this is a great example of how different groups can work together to maybe benefit not only dogs, but people. Because you know what? I like people too. I have to admit it. So, Vicki, can you please tell us a little bit about Pets Best and the Skeeter Foundation? And question number three is, how in the heck did you get tied in with the prison and the Pups on Parole?
Well, first of all, Arden, I want to say, wow, what a program. And Pets Best is really honored to be able to be here today. And we want to thank the warden to allowing all of us to be here and take a tour and actually get to sit on the floor with these dogs, look in their faces, and just get the whole complete feel of all of it. I'm in love with the program. This is the type of program that Pets Best would really like to get involved with, and we're hoping that maybe something can come about all of this.
You're kind of an unusual insurance company. When you say that, you know, what your husband do for a living, and you say you're an insurance salesman, that's a big conversation stopper. I mean, that's a great way to get rid of people. But when you add to the fact that you say, well, I'm actually trying to help pets get affordable insurance so they get to stay in homes, I bet the conversation just regenerates.
I have so many stories I can tell you. But, you know, one of the first important things is the training, like we just saw. But the second, or equal to the first, is the health insurance.
Right.
And it's costly. The number of dogs they have in the facility, you can only imagine all the teeth that need to be cleaned. Pets Best is a health insurance plan that is very affordable. 80% of the bill is paid. It's simplified.
I could use that for my own insurance. I mean, I swear I have to be a CPA And who wants to be a millionaire, you know, go-to friend and a genius to even figure out what my policy is? So you do make it a lot simpler. So thank you.
Okay.
I think I'm going to enroll in your program. I'm going to be maybe a Pekingese and a Labrador mix.
we'll see what kind of program I get. We'll put you in as a mixed breed.
Okay, good.
Okay. The therapy dog group that we have started is through the Skeeter Foundation. Of course, our 16-year-old Skeeter is...
Now, this isn't an ordinary minpin. This is like, oh my gosh, got an honorary doctor degree, right?
That's right.
All right. Tell us a little bit about Skeeter and the foundation.
Skeeter has been my husband's sidekick for the whole 16 years. He's actually visited with us at our convention here in Vegas for the whole 16 years. He's never missed a year.
Well, you're talking about the Western Veterinary Conference,
Western Veterinary Conference, right. But the foundation is a program that helps therapy dogs get trained, such as the program here. And they visit nursing homes, hospice, children's hospitals. And I've never seen a bad dog that can't be turned around and trained and put into a therapy position like we just see. So that's what our foundation is about. And that's basically kind of like the Pups on Parole.
So this is the shameless promotion time. This is where you tell us how the heck we find out about Pets Best, the Skeeter Foundation, and then step up to the mic for the Pups on Parole and all that. So go ahead and tell us, how do we find out about Pets Best?
You know, you can go online at www.petsbest.com. You can call our toll-free number. It's on our website. I'm sorry I don't have it with me right now, Arden. I should have had it in my back pocket. And we will let the Pups on Parole give you that information on their program.
Yeah, the nice thing about these Pups on Parole, not only are they being rehabilitated and learning the basic sit, stay, come, down, leave it, and all these other wonderful things we all need to learn in life, they do more than that. They actually are all being trained through the Canine Good Citizen. And that means, the CGC means, these dogs have to pass a series of tests to be able to be good citizens, if you will. That means that they don't go rowdy when they see another dog. They leave something. If you drop your very nice piece of steak on the floor, the dog may drool, but the dog cannot move toward that piece if you say the word leave it. So go ahead and explain, Rachel, how we can learn more about the Heaven Can Wait and the Pups on Parole.
You can go to heavencanwaithcws.org and online, and you can get all the information through there.
Okay, and is there a number or anything?
It's area code 702-227-5555.
Okay, and how did you get involved in this program? You sort of helped, I guess, create the Heaven Can Wait sanctuary idea.
Right.
Were you just sitting around, you know, playing with your dogs one day and say, I'm going to do this? Or how did you come about it,
no,
Rachel?
My husband retired at the age of 40.
Okay.
And we traveled, we did everything, and I didn't have a job.
Okay.
And I wanted to do something. So a friend of ours told us that this girl named Nicole Dutt, who is the president of Heaven Can Wait, mm-hmm. She is a golf pro. She was
My dog's name is Chipper, so please help me with my golf game. Okay.
And she was having a tournament to raise money for the Animal Foundation.
Oh, okay.
So that's how this whole thing started, and we started talking to Nicole, and we started to find out how many dogs were dying here in Vegas. I think we're up to 25,000. I think it's more.
What do you mean, killed?
Killed, okay. Here in Vegas.
You know, the sad fact nationally is every 9 seconds a dog or a cat at a shelter is put down. And one of the prime reasons is because of a behavior issue. Sometimes it's just a matter of we just don't understand why dogs or cats do what they do. So to have a program like yourself and working with the prison, you're being able to help people better understand dogs and dog behavior and be able to produce better behaved dogs.
Mm-hmm.
To me, it's a win-win-win, right. You know, for everyone. So I really do applaud you for what you're doing. And you never, you know, look at this. Colonel Sanders didn't create the secret recipe until he was an old man. And, you know, so never think you were never too old to do something creative.
That's right.
We have one more final person in our lineup. He is Lauren Hickton. He's a cool dude from Pets Best. And this man does more than just, he thinks out of the box. And I'm not talking the litter box either. So, Lauren, welcome to the Old Behave Show. And tell us a little bit what you got going.
Well, this is really exciting for us because part of our program is to take NASCAR, and we've harnessed the power of NASCAR to communicate with people across the country as we race across the country to save pets. And we're really proud today. Vicki Stevens is now going to present a check for $1,000 to the Heaven Can Wait Sanctuary. But as Vicki and I have talked about this, Vicki has initiated a program where we are going to have Heaven Can Wait and this program at the prison to be a benchmark program for our national program. We're asking the warden to be a consultant on our Shelter Best Racing to Save Pets program. We are overwhelmed with what we've all experienced today. We're most overwhelmed by the wonderful pets that have been saved by these angels at Heaven Can Wait. This is probably the best organization we've seen, and we've been racing in every city across the land with our Shelter Best Racing to Save Pets program. We have partners at your shelter. Please tell your shelter to visit Shelter Best. We'll help you raise money. We'll raise more money. We'll save more pets, and we'll build more programs like the warden has built here with her partners at Heaven Can Wait. We're so thankful.
You know, Lauren, stick with me, young man, because we tried to do the show from the track yesterday at the Las Vegas Speedway, and it sounded like a fly on speed is going.
Was that me talking?
No, it was the track. I was trying to get all the ambiance of the sound, but it really crackled through. So I went 170 miles per hour yesterday, and I did it hands free. That's because I rode in a NASCAR race car with a professional driver. So I could just tell everybody I went around the curve at 170 miles an hour without my hand touching the wheel. What do you think?
I think that's fantastic. The thought of you behind the wheel is, frankly, frightening.
Yeah, that's what my friends say, too. Even my dogs, they have to sit in the back. They put their paws over their eyes. It's pretty scary. This racing for a pet is a great idea, too. And that's, you guys are thinking outside the box again, because who better than to line yourself up with NASCAR, America's Heartline? There's a lot of people. I got my dog. I got my dog. I got my little dog. I got my big dog. And I think when you collaborate with something that's a surprising, very supported fan base, you know, the sky's the limit. I think you're going to have some great opportunities to help a lot of people and a lot of pets.
Well, thanks so much. I think there's a lot of big dogs out on that track. But the thing about it is they might have the look of a German Shepherd, but they have a heart of a Chihuahua. And it's really a special place for us. We're most thankful to NASCAR for the chance to have that platform. Yesterday was not about what was happening on the track. It was about what's happening with Heaven Can Wait. And they're doing such a great job. The real race is in the shelters and in the hearts and minds of the community and in the great work of people like the warden. Cheryl is just has a fabulous program here. So we use the car as a means to communicate and to raise awareness for the wonderful health benefits that pets have. We want people to visit your shelter and to adopt the right pet.
You know, I guess you give a good new meaning to the phrase four on the floor.
Absolutely. That's so good. I normally have a comeback. I don't have one for that. I can tell you, though, we're gaining a lot of traction with our program.
Okay, Rob. You've been listening to the Oh Behave Show. I'm your host, Arden Moore, on Pet Life Radio. Again, I want you to jot down these websites and also go to our website, because we will be having a guest page that will be talking about the Pups on Parole, the Heaven Can Wait Sanctuary, and also Pets Best Insurance. I also want at this time to thank my incredible producer who works magic behind the scenes, because I am not a techno queen. And to repeat some of these websites, you want to give it a shot, Lauren?
Well, we just want you to stop by www.petsbest.com and check our page out about our Shelter Best Racing to Save Pets program. And we definitely want you to stop by Heaven Can Wait and look at their great site. And if you have whatever you can do to support them, this is a race. So small donations, large donations, just reaching out, just talking about this program is really important. And that's what we want to do. Can I say it for my kids?
Oh, go for it.
Oh, behave.
You've been listening to the Oh Behave Show. I'm your host, Arden Moore. And so for all those 2-, 3-, and 4-leggers out there, I just have two words for you.
Oh, behave.
There's nothing like a shaggy dog, baby. They're shagadelic. And this is the place to find out how to have harmony in the household with your pets. Oh, yeah. So stop by our pad every week and get switched on, baby. Switched on to the show that's all about attitude. Oh, behave! With your groovy host, pet edutainer Arden Moore. Yeah, baby, yeah. Every week on demand on PetLifeRadio.com.